The Beast Gang. It's about to go down.
I'll go ahead and start it off. So, welcome back to the Beast Gang podcast. And this is going to be our Golden Beast Awards Best Worst of 2018. We'll start with Matt. Matt, what was your best and worst and also honorable mentions for 2018?
Worst movies, I'd probably put Pacific Rim Uprising. Felt like a soulless movie along with Han Solo and Hereditary. I did not enjoy any of those movies at all, along with Bird Box. I didn't enjoy that movie at all either. As far as top movies that I liked this year, well, it was a very good movie year. I like Searching, Crazy Rich Asians, Quiet Place, Black Panther, and Infinity War. Oh, you know what? Honorable mention, I would say Spider-Man and the Spider-Verse.
All right, James?
For my worst movie, I'm going to go along with Matt, and that's Pacific Rim Uprising. There's no redeeming qualities to that movie. And another movie that I want to add to the worst of would be Slender Man. That movie was fucking horrible, and especially for me because I've been into the whole Slender Man lore for a while, probably since the beginning, since it came out, and I just thought this would have been a better movie. And also, Unfriended Dark Web. That movie was also pretty bad. And one last movie for the worst movie. The Predator.
That wasn't that bad. Predators wasn't that horrible.
It was bad.
It was not the movie that I expected it to be. And
exactly.
I get the most out there. Predator and Venom are the same movie to me. That someone said, let's go in this direction, this off the wall, crazy, wacky direction, and let's make this into a movie. And somehow, maybe I didn't get it, but other people got it. Just don't understand.
I'm going to do something a little different. I'm not going to pick any Marvel movies. Because automatically, it will probably be in the top five. So as of right now, I am not picking any Marvel movies as my best. Because I've already stated that they are. I'm going to just do something a little bit different. I am going to pick the best movie, to me, was A Quiet Place. And then after that, Bad Times, The El Royale. And then Searching. Also, I would like to throw in Hereditary. Like, after me watching it twice, I get it. So I changed my score on that one, I believe. And also, I want to throw out something that we did not really discuss, but I'm looking forward to the next season, and this is Cobra Kai Season 1. I really enjoyed that television show. I enjoyed it. It was very entertaining. It was a different take on the whole Karate Kid story, so I enjoyed it. Honorable mention for me would probably, because it had the potential to be better than what it was, The Nun.
Oh, I thought you were about to say Solo.
What did you just say to me?
I thought you were about to say Solo.
This is how we're going to start the new year off, Keith?
I'm just saying. I thought you gave it an honorable mention. At least it tried.
No, I will give it to The Nun. Because The Nun had a lot of good things, but also had a lot of bad things, but it had the potential to be a lot better than what it was. So I would give it an honorable mention. This is a middle of the road movie, and that's it.
And for me, start off with the worst and most disappointing. So for me, Proud Mary, did not like that movie. Very not much the movie that I wanted. Solo is also the movie that I did not want, and the movie that really should not have come out. The Cloverfield Paradox. That movie had potential, but then the second act of it and third act just went downhill. The Hurricane Heist, Winchester, Sicario de the Soldado, disappointing. So these next movies are Zeros, Blockers, Happy Time Murders, Gringo. I know Matt liked Blockers, but I really disliked that movie.
I knew that you was going to have fucking Happy Time Murders because you, oh man, you destroyed that movie.
The movie is terrible, yo. Terrible. Honorable mention, 12 Strong. Very good movie. Upgrade, who is directed by one of James's boy, Lee Wanell. So, Mission Impossible Fallout. I like that movie. Searching, good movie. Isle of Dogs. Like that movie a lot. Bryan Cranston in the animated movie. Bad Times at the El Royale. Another movie. Liked a lot, but does not go to the upper echelon. And then for some TV stuff, Altered Carbon, Daredevil season 3, Jack Ryan, and Cobra Kai. And for my best, Black Panther, pretty obvious. Avengers Infinity War, like those are the two highest rated movies on the podcast ever. A Quiet Place is awesome, and I think about the movie a lot. Also, having watched Bird Box, which was not good. Crazy Rich Asians, very good movie. It surprised me. Also, coming from the guy that directed G.I. Joe Retaliation. and next, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. That is a good movie. Everyone should go watch that. My favorite movie for 2018, bringing up the rear, is Overlord. People need to watch that movie. I'm 100% advocate for that movie. Overlord is awesome.
I've not seen it.
Overlord is awesome. So, Keith, what are your best, worst, and most disappointing movies for 2018?
Most disappointing movies. Now, let's see. I can't say that I was disappointed in this movie. I knew it was going to be some shit. But The Titan was some shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck am I looking at?
Yeah.
That was some bullshit.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say that Cloverfield Paradox, I hate that movie. I didn't like it. There was a bunch of people doing dumb stuff just to progress the plot. I'm going to say anything directed by Lee Whannell. No.
Well, you son of a bitch.
All right, let me backtrack. I'm sorry.
James Wan.
No, not James Wan. I'm going to say that probably wasn't the best. I understood where they were going with it, and I wish they tied it in a little bit more, but that wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be. Solo, God bless America. Yeah, that was disappointing. That was disappointing to me. I was always disappointed in that movie. Ready, now that I think about it, I'm going to say Ready Player One was a little disappointing in that it didn't quite capture as much of the book's pop culture that it did, but I was surprised that it did capture enough of it. But thinking back on it and from kind of rewatching it, it was more of a movie pop culture reference movie than it was for video games like the book was. But that's all.
Seen that movie so many times recently that either on planes or on my own, didn't like it at first. Wouldn't say I was harsh on it. I think I might have given it like a 6 or something. But
yeah, it was the spectacle of it.
It's okay.
There's a lot of stuff and cool stuff going on in it. But finally, wrap it up, Sicario, I was disappointed. That has to be my most disappointing movie this year. I was expecting so much. Like, characters and characterizations, and Benicio del Toro was fully in character. But they tried to do way too much, and
they broke his character. His character
they
was
broke
ruthless.
His character in half. I saw what it looked like they were trying to do, but the execution was so poor. And there were so many ways. If they just turned it into a straight up action movie, I would have been so happy with this. Just with Benicio del Toro's character doing impossible Bruce Willis type shit, just him just like being a badass. I mean,
but everything now has to have a message and it has to be about something bigger and more
meaningful
than it just being a movie now, Keith. Now it has to have purpose.
I mean, like at that last scene, I mean, the movie would have been saved and would have been up there the first one had they done a simple bait and switch on that thought. It wasn't him. And the sack that got shot in the face. Instead, it was him. He ran there scrabbling and crying.
Somehow got shot in his cheek.
And he got shot in his cheek. And I'm like, no, absolutely not. You can't even suspend disbelief in that. The worst movie I saw of 2018 also goes to Tomb Raider. Absolutely.
Yeah,
there's
a whole part of that movie where it was Fast and the Furious with bikes.
There was a whole part of that movie that was just pure damn nonsense. And that was like the whole first, second, and third act. It was garbage. It was a hot mess. It goes in trash. We'll just move right along. Well, I've wrapped up the worst and most disappointing. So we'll go to the honorable mentions. Pretty grand movies. Altered Carbon, it wasn't perfect. It did as much with the book as it could. I enjoyed the what they did, the kind of the twist that they did. It was fine. In the end, it was too long. It would have done a lot better with 8 episodes.
Yeah.
Instead of stretching out to 12. I understand why, but it wasn't necessary. And I think that was detracted. Hopefully the next season they'll understand. They'll see the pitfalls they made and they won't make the same mistakes because the next book is pretty good. So we got that. Black Klansman. That's another honorable mention. He seems to be falling or has found a winning formula, in my opinion. He stumbled upon with The Inside Man and his storytelling. And
that it focuses on the characters.
Exactly. He got it carried away a bit with the politics, but then again, the politics were so important right now. You didn't really notice it, but such an amazing story that the politics of the situation gets lost in anyway. The absurdity and the incredible of what happened in the entire movie is just that this actually happened. You're just kind of blown away by it. But at the end, it was a good film. I was enjoyed. I was entertained. I was educated. And in the end, it told a message through a true story and didn't oversell it. In the last 5 minutes, they showed that scene from that real life video footage of what happened, you know, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, that sent it home. Denzel Washington's son, that dude sounds just like his dad, and he needs to stop trying to pretend he doesn't.
Yeah. But yeah. Not into Black Klansman, but I'm a fan of Spike Lee regardless of how bad his movies are. I've seen all of his movies and things that he might have done for documentaries and stuff. So, yeah.
He's improved. He'll settle down a little bit. I'll do movies and then TV shows. Stuck on whether or not Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, Avengers Infinity War are the best movies I've seen this year. Into the Spider-Verse, I keep thinking about. Black Panther, of course, goes up there as one of the tops. And actually, Widows, I enjoyed that a whole heck of a lot. That was one of the better movies of the year, I thought. If it had gone more of an action route, those ladies could have done a good job as action movie stars, and if they spun it that way. But I understand what they were trying to do, so I won't kind of plague the movie for what it could be. Jack Ryan season one, phenomenal. The changes they made to some of the characters was unnecessary, but they kept the core Jack Ryan character there. I also put in one other movie, TV show that I saw this year that we didn't do a podcast on, Counterpart from Stars. So Counterpart, it basically takes place in a, takes place in modern times. The premise is that during the Cold War, an accident occurred in East Germany. It created a breach between our world and the alternative Earth. Our two Earths were on a parallel course, pretty much everything identical, until that accident occurred. Once that event occurred, the other Earth started having a negative shift. Some things such as disease and some famine, blights. And then there, of course, it coincides with real-time events that happen over here. So both sides are kind of blaming the other for them maybe causing these problems. It's like a Cold War spy. So it's the Cold War, but instead of competing nations, it's competing universes. So Ozarks season two. Season two of Ozarks was just a step above season one. It was way better than season one, in my opinion. Just solid. It just built on everything that was done in the first one and then just took it to another level.
What are you guys looking forward to in 2019? What movies or TV shows?
We've got another season of Jack Ryan coming up. We've got another Counterpart. So I have not said this before, but I'm watching the show Riverdale on the CW. That's actually pretty decent. I will not lie to you. It's mind-blowing how like crazy it is but when you think about it.
What is this about?
The old Archie comics.
Yeah, Archie comics with Veronica, Betty, Jughead.
Yeah, Jughead and all those. The TV show Riverdale just turns all that upside down. It's like Archie's this playboy and he's having sex with teachers and...
What the fuck?
Veronica, her dad's a criminal kingpin and she's like forming her own criminal empire. Jughead's in a gang. It's like, what the heck? Betty's, she's bipolar apparently. It's insane. It's if the Peanuts were made into a live action movie and like Snoopy with a pit bull or something.
What? Okay.
And it's just like everything is turned on his head. So it's like every time he does it, I'm like, wait, I remember this from that goofy, you know, Josie and the Pussycat. It's like, it's
yeah,
crazy.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch and Sabrina the Shit that's on Netflix is a spinoff.
It's crazy. It's
the same tack as fuck from what I've been told.
Yeah, and it's completely nuts, but at the same time, I like it. It's got a certain charm to it that at the end of the day or at the end of the season, it wraps up the big mystery that goes on, like the murder mystery or whatever's going on, and all is right. Everything is set back to normal in terms of what you would expect. And then the next season, something else pops off and something else. Like last season, it was a murder mystery. This season, it's some kind of satanic Dungeons & Dragons game going around with this thing called the Gargoyle King. It's insane. I'm kind of stuck on that. It's like a guilty pleasure that I'm looking forward to seeing the rest of and what's going on with the Marvel movies. I'm actually excited for the DC movies again after Aquaman, Wonder Woman, and Shazam and stuff. And like looking to see if DC takes advantage and capitalizes on the success they've gotten with Aquaman. The thing I'm least looking forward to seeing is the new Star Wars movie. I'm not looking forward to that.
You just get a new Star Wars movie every year.
Like, yeah, I'm not looking forward to that. I don't even want to see the trailer. You know.
You're just done. I know.
I can't deal with it anymore, man. I'm tired of that. J.J. Abrams has destroyed everything I love, and I'm just tired of it. If he goes to Marvel for whatever reason, I'm just going to check out a movie watching altogether. I'll be done with the Beast Game podcast from then on. because it'll be just pure hate coming from me for like pure vitriol. That, I mean, gosh. Other than that, like looking forward to life, advance my career and education a little bit, and looking forward to hanging out with you guys.
I'm looking forward to Game of Thrones, although it's unfortunately only 6 episodes. I think this will hopefully come around and close out what is known as the epic series. I'm looking forward to that. Power, I believe. Believe it or not, that's like Empire on steroids. The Last of Us. That show is amazingly emotionally connected with characters, and come to find out,
you say The Last of Us characters.
Or This Is Us.
This Is Us. This Is Us. Sorry. Just their complexity of characters, emotional investment that you have by getting to know them and their families and their complicated history between all of them. It's an amazing show. I'm looking forward to the Marvel Cinematic Universe Phase 4. Not been a lot of direction, mind you, with the pending supposedly final sale of Fox. How are they going to incorporate all these additional movies and bring them in? I'm pretty sure if you go on any YouTube video, there's a whole bunch of theories, but none of them are actually confirmed. So that'll be pretty nice. The DC Universe, see if it'll actually come together. Aquaman, I didn't really like it as much, but it's a step in the right direction. And Shazam, I actually think that'll actually be pretty good, to be honest with you.
All right, well, for me, movie-wise, I'm looking forward to all the Marvel movies and looking forward to Us as well, the new Jordan Peele movie that's coming out. I am kind of interested to see where this is going to go. I mean, even though I think I have an idea, but its link is going to be very interesting. And also, I think that It is coming out this year. The second chapter of It is coming out this year. So I'm not 100% sure, so I'm looking forward to that. Like Keith said, I'm not looking forward to any Star Wars movies or anything like that. I don't know if I'm going to even see it. I barely saw Solo, so you know, I just don't give a damn about Star Wars as much as I used to because I'm not confident in the product anymore. So, yeah. And outside of movies, I'm just looking forward to Survive another year. So, yep, that's about it.
All right. So for me, I'm looking forward to Glass. I hope that movie turns out to be good. Please, M. Night Shyamalan, please hit 2 for 2. I'm also looking forward to Captain Marvel, The Avengers, Spider-Man, Us, the Jordan Peele movie, Detective Pikachu.
What'd you just say?
I'm joking.
You trolling right now.
And the last thing I'm looking forward to, and the thing I'm looking forward to the most, which will be the greatest movie of 2019, John Wick 3.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed.
John Wick 3. Best movie 2019.
Give it to Keanu Reeves. John Wick just like remade him. Is it being directed by the same director or?
Yeah, it should be coming out like November-ish. The Will Smith movie, The Gemini Man.
The who?
The Gemini Man. Will Smith stars in the sci-fi thriller movie with shades of Rian Johnson's Looper that centers on an assassin looking to exit his career as he faces his biggest obstacle, a younger clone of himself.
Not that much.
Directed by Ang Lee.
Oh, boy. I think he might take himself a little too seriously on that one. Yeah, Ang Lee tends to take his stuff a little too seriously.
Yeah. But yeah, 2018 was great for you guys. Glad everything is on the up and up for everybody in the Beast Gang. Big Mike, also. Beast Gang on 3, everybody.
Beijing. Oh, wait. You're supposed to wait for 3, right?
Oh, geez, Keith.
VG4L.
You're now rockin' with Beast Gang.
As always, should you or any of your IM force be caught or killed, the Secretary will disavow any knowledge of your actions. This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
Check it. They disavow me. They foul. See, I'm warning y'all. See, they wild out on me. But everybody tell me, look, I'm a specialist. I'm on an impossible mission. That's why they call me Special Ed.
Yeah.
Loose cannon tell me stay in my lane.
Nah.
I'm Ethan Hunt looking for Solomon Lane. Rep the syndicate closing in on their target. It's clock's ticking, time's up. Thrusting real to get. I should have saw it coming. Now the tables are turned. Felt the fire. Now the lesson is learned. It's up to me. Yeah, I gotta do it. Yeah. My whole crew in jail. Now I'm about to lose it. Stick up kids, pull off jewelry, heist, chain tucks, dupes up. Yeah, not tonight. Leave out all in pieces, missing something. I got my reason, brilliant in any season. Do not beat the evil genius. Talk how fool we all. Now that's arm, leg arm. Woo. I got you shook like you foghorn, leg horn. Yeah. It's a fool's errand. Now the fool's gone. They broke the rules. Now the game's gone. Now you about to see the face of Jason. It's cold in my skill, PSP and Jason.
Before spending money on that ticket, download and listen to The Beast Gang.